I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
They say in life, when one door closes, another door opens.
Yeah. Some positive outlook.
Yeah, it's great, unless you have some type of, you know, door phobia.
I have to go through the door?
You're scared to leave your house now because of all the random doors that are opening and closing in front of you.
I really just need an escalator.
Yeah. But in the dating world, I think it's a little bit similar. When one date ghosts, another date approaches.
I like that.
I was wondering why you're going with the ghost is.
Okay.
It is a stretch.
I had to shoehorn the rhyme in there, but I think it works. Because that's what happened to one of our listeners, Chase, recently. So, Chase, welcome to the show. And before we get into it, what's your stance on doors? You anti or pro?
I'm a pro door.
Pro door. Okay. Cool. Okay.
That's good. You're like revolving or just straight up in and out?
Revolving are fun.
Oh, they are great.
Yeah. In fact, we don't even need to talk about your date if we want to. We could just focus on doors for the next 7 minutes.
Welcome to our new segment, Or Doors.
Well, no, honestly, let's hear about the woman that you went out with. What's her name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Tiffany, all right.
Aw, I mean, I don't know. Just the way you said it, it sounds like you like Tiffany, obviously. What do you like about her?
Well, you could say I used to like her.
Oh. Then why do you want to call her again?
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't.
Oh. Wait, so this isn't going to go very far.
Yeah, I don't think you understand how the second dates work, because we just try and call the people that you went out with.
All right, well, I guess I should start from the beginning.
Yes, please.
Tiffany, I met her online. She was pretty cute, and I was excited to meet her. And first dates, I usually like to do activities rather than just sit around and have to talk. So I planned for us to play mini golf.
Okay.
Fun. Oh, I still want to do this date.
Oh,
I've never done a mini golf date. That sounds so fun.
It's a great first date.
Nice.
So how did it go?
Well, I got there like 15 minutes early. I went and got the clubs and balls and paid for us to both play.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice. So she can just show up and play instead of have to wait and
all
that.
Wow, that's good. That's thoughtful.
Yeah. Gentleman move.
Right. So I'm sitting there. I'm waiting. 5 minutes goes by after she's supposed to be there. 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
Is this the ghosted part? Uh-oh.
So I text her. I didn't get ghosted. I texted her. And she apologized. She had to cancel for whatever reason. I don't even remember.
And you already bought the balls and the clubs and everything?
I already had the balls and clubs, so yeah, that's where things got interesting.
I don't like Tiffany either. Screw Tiffany.
Well, you guys, she got a family member pass away or something. We don't know.
Mini golf takes precedence over family members dying. Everybody knows this.
That's a really giving excuse. You're telling me that she doesn't text you until 20 minutes after she's supposed to be there, and it's a legit reason.
So what do you do at that point, Chase? Do you do two rounds of golf by yourself? Or
I would.
Double club it.
How do you handle that?
He's got two clubs.
No. So, yeah, I'm already frustrated about the cancellation and stuff. I go return the balls and clubs and get my money back.
It's a sad moment. Can you do that?
I was just going to ask that. The guy's like, no one's ever returned the gloves after.
There's like this 16-year-old kid working the counter, and he's like, oh, sorry, I can't give you your money back. So, so I'm already frustrated or whatever, and I hate to be this guy, but I was like, okay, let me talk to the manager.
Oh, man.
I mean, the kid could barely drive. I kind of get it.
Yeah, this is a simple fix.
I'm still kind of confused about how this is a second date. Like, what are we doing here?
Is she not answering now?
We're getting there.
Okay.
Then the manager finally comes over, and that's where the story takes the turn.
Uh-oh.
And so the manager is this gorgeous woman.
Oh,
I did not see this coming.
And suddenly you don't have a complaint anymore, do you? Because what are you going to tell sexy manager? I just got stood up, giving my money back.
Oh, Brooke, that's true.
Well, it wasn't even really necessary, actually. She was awesome and super friendly, gave me my money back right away. So that part of the story wasn't even an issue anymore. So
okay.
So what did you do? Did you strike up a conversation with her? Is that who we're interested in now?
Well, we were just kind of friendly and cordial to each other there. But at that point, you know, I took the money I spent on golf and I went over to the bar and got myself a drink. And I was just kind of hanging out over there.
Okay.
With the manager or by yourself?
Well, I was by myself, but then the manager actually approached me.
Oh, dirty dog.
I like it.
Let's go. It's not a good look to have lonely men drinking in here. I better sit down next to you.
So she again apologized, you know, that I couldn't get my refund at first, and she felt bad about what had happened and stuff. And so she gave me her business card that also had her personal cell phone number on it.
Oh, so she was like, that's protocol. No, like she saw an opening, right? So like she must have been attracted to you, saw you sitting at the bar and alone, and was like, this is my chance.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought. That was that for that night. And then a few days later, I was like, since I didn't get to golf, maybe I could meet you and we could do a round of golf together. So a few days later, we played a round of golf.
Oh, wait, so you texted her and you guys actually went out?
Yeah, well, I met her at her work.
Cool. That's a good move.
She had the hookup.
What's her name? I didn't even get the manager's name, did we?
Her name is Kelly.
Okay.
Hey.
And so it was fun with Kelly, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was awesome. We got through the round of golf and she got busy, and it was actually on one of her work days we met up, and so she had to get back to work.
Mm.
But yeah, since then I kind of haven't really heard from her. So that's the story.
I see. So now we're going to be calling Kelly the mini golf manager.
Yes, Kelly the mini golf manager.
Okay. And have you texted or called at all?
A little bit, but yeah, I haven't heard from her. Maybe it was a bad idea to meet her at her work. Like, maybe I should have just been more forward and asked her out somewhere else. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, maybe she wasn't even thinking it was like a legit date or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, you can always bring the first girl back and make Kelly jealous.
No.
No, it's a win or lose, buddy. This is a win. Well, I guess the other girl's not calling you back.
She's not. Yeah.
Never mind. Just don't mind me.
You don't want to get stood up twice at Kelly's place
of
employment.
I just love golf, okay, guys?
We're going to try and do our best to make sure that doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, we got your back.
Okay, because we're playing a song. We're going to come back. We're going to call Kelly and try and get you a second date update right after this, all right?
All right, awesome. Thanks, guys.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Second date update.
When you ask to speak to the manager, 999 times out of 1,000, that encounter's not going to end in romance.
No.
But for one of our listeners, Chase, he's the one in 1,000.
Wow.
Because he wanted to get a refund at the mini golf fun zone, but ended up falling for the attractive manager who helped him.
Oh, it's kind of cute, don't you think?
Yeah, good timing.
Yeah, in like a weird complainy type of way.
Yeah. Well, I know, but hey, he switched his tune. He got his refund and he got a date.
Mm-hmm. A date with Kelly. The two of them actually ended up playing a round of golf together a few days later, but all of a sudden now she's ghosting.
Oh, that sucks.
And we need to figure out why.
I think you may be onto something, honestly, that like meeting her on her day at work was the bad call.
I hope not. I just thought that'd be a nice way. You know, she kept saying she was felt bad I didn't get to play golf. So I was like, oh, we can play golf. But
Yeah.
I get it. But most people don't want to have a first date at the place where they work.
Well, it's like she made the opening. He took the opening. And then now maybe it wasn't as hot as it could have been.
Or maybe you're just a really bad golfer. So either way, hopefully we'll get an answer from her. I'm going to call her number right now and we'll see what she has to say. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Kelly?
It is.
Hey, Kelly. I was hoping I could play a round of mini golf for a party of four coming up soon for free.
Yes. Oh, that'd be fun. Wait, for free?
Do you do that?
Yeah. No, not for free. You do have to pay.
What Can I speak to your manager? I'd like to speak to your manager.
Okay, all right.
What if the four people who want to play work for a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning?
I'm still sure that you're going to have to pay. I'm so sorry.
Okay, Brooke, bust out the credit card.
Dude, you just pulled a do-you-know-who-we-are.
It made my skin crawl.
And she said no, so.
Yeah.
But, Kelly, look, we're doing something called a second date update.
Okay.
Has nothing to do with us playing golf at your establishment.
No. Yeah, we're working.
But one of our listeners played golf at your establishment recently, and you actually played with him. You remember Chase?
I do.
Okay.
This is weird. Wait, what? Sorry. I'm a little confused.
Well, we're just...
I'm sorry.
Chase told us about the two of you guys hanging out, how you met, and that whole story. And he felt like the two of you had a nice little connection when you played golf together. But afterwards, he's a little bit confused about why you're not responding anymore.
I mean, from his side of things, it felt like you were pretty into him. You know, he told us about how you approached him at the bar... Like, gave him your personal cell phone number and card, and...
I mean, yeah, we heard his side of it. We'd like to know, like, what was your impression of Chase?
You know, I don't think he really knew that the person that he was dealing with, the young kid he was dealing with, came back and said, hey, listen, this guy got stood up.
What?
And wants his money back. So I felt bad for him.
Like right at the beginning there when he asked for his money back after his date stood him up, the 16-year-old.
The teenager that helped him.
He went back and ratted on Chase? Dude.
Oh, come on.
It's probably good drama for the teenager.
Okay.
I mean, I felt bad, so I gave him his money back, and I saw that he went to go get a drink, so I thought I'd get him a drink because that's like the worst feeling in the world. It happened to me, you know?
You guys have great customer service over at that mini golf place,
we
by the way.
Again, I'm sure they don't get many returns or refunds. So.
Yeah.
But did you think he was cute? I mean...
While he was crying?
Why was he crying? Was he crying? He didn't say that.
No, he wasn't crying.
Okay.
He just seemed like a nice guy who got let down.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I gave him my card just because, like... I felt bad for him, and like if he needed anything else or was coming back again, maybe I could help him out with a date, you know?
Okay. But he told us that you actually did end up playing a round of golf with him.
Well, yeah, because he ended up texting me the next day. And so I didn't know if it was like a date or not.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I wasn't really sure. I didn't know if he just wanted to be friends.
Okay.
He didn't make it clear.
But it sounds like you were maybe open to it if it was a date, right?
Like, are you single?
I mean, I am single, yes. But, like, I was open to it. I mean, it was fine. It was nice at first. Uh-huh. And then things got a little weird. So I just preferred not to answer him.
Things got weird?
What? Do you mind telling us what was weird?
There's some things. Like, you all have played mini golf, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So there... is a bridge. This is like probably on the fourth floor. There's a bridge. And he's like, do you ever like after work, bring your dates back here and like fool around under the bridge?
What?
And I'm like, what?
Yes,
you went hooking up on the golf course?
I can show you a windmill trick.
Get any AstroTurf rug burns?
I'm curious, have you?
No, don't ask that.
Obviously not. You don't do that.
Okay.
So I said, no, I don't. And brushed it off. But okay.
Right, that would just be him like trying to be flirty and failing, right. I would assume. Yeah.
If it happened once, I would understand, but it did not. Like, oh, no. Everything he encountered after that, he's like, did you ever make out with anybody behind the windmill?
Oh, God.
Or,
okay.
Can you feel around, like, behind the clown head or, like, on the octopus? Or, you know what I mean? It's just weird. Yeah. Weird stuff.
I mean, you know, not everything's mini on the mini golf course.
No. What, are you talking about the little tiny pencils? Do those turn you on, Jeff?
Yeah, totally. That's absolutely what I meant. Well, I mean,
that's too bad. And you weren't able to like be like, hey, man, knock it off.
What I did is I pretended to get a text message because I was still at my work and said, oh, yeah, they have an emergency in the back.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Well, I don't blame you for that one.
No. I don't know if we all.
I want to know if he's done stuff.
We are sorry that happened to you.
Thank you.
And I'm also sorry to tell you that Chase is actually on the other line listening and he wants to talk to you.
Four.
Okay. Don't yell four on a mini golf course. Hey,
Chase.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi. Very perky. Like nothing ever happened.
Casual.
Bro.
Were you listening to what she said?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Do you have some like self-reflection on that one?
Explanation.
I mean, I was just playing around, I guess. Like.
Yes.
Huh. Like I said, at the time when we started playing, I didn't really know much about Kelly except for she worked at a mini golf place. So, well,
that's what you asked?
You couldn't think of anything else to ask her other than like, have you hooked up behind that thing?
That's not a get to know you question. A get to know you question is like, you know, what hobbies do you like? Do you have brothers and sisters?
Well, hooking up on a golf course could be a hobby for some.
I guess. I think you owe her an apology, Chase.
You're probably right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, like, I feel this whole time, like, I now that I've heard your side and I explained my side of the story, just kind of this weird thing, like, is it a date? Is it not a date? So, yeah, I was like, hey, you ever make out behind the clown? Yeah.
Okay, so you're trying to set the tone, like.
This Why are you saying it again?
It was very awkward.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think I'm the only one who's ever walked past the bridge at a mini golf place and be like, hey, if I had to hide somewhere on a mini golf course to do a little frisky business, the bridge might be a nice spot to go under.
They're usually at places called family fun centers.
Yeah.
I think
you think it, but don't ask it.
I get where he's coming from, though.
He's trying to be funny and honest, I think, Kelly. Yeah. I mean, you liked him before he did all that weird questioning.
I felt sorry for him. I'm not really quite sure that I actually liked him.
Oh,
pity putting.
Well, do you feel sorry enough for him to give him one more chance at another date? And maybe after that second date, you'll start to like him. And we would pay for it.
We're going to frame it.
I'm going to say that I'm sorry, but I do not want to go on a second date.
Even if it's an after hours date at the mini golf course.
You
can show him what really happens behind the giant shoe.
Hey.
You guys saying that makes my skin crawl. Like, do people really want to like hook up on a mini golf course?
Well,
I think about that sometimes.
Okay. So it's sounding like a no from Kelly there.
Oh, but it sounds like, Chase, you found yourself a new mini golf partner in Jeff.
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
you and I can go, or we might feel bad enough for you to send you out on a pity date with Alexis.
Oh, she's great.
You know,
I saw this
she's
coming.
Done stuff on mini golf courses before.
Dude.
Anything but the clown. Anything behind the clown.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations, prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.